web business setup secrets. In order to generate reliable, lasting profits online, you need to set up your business properly. This guide reveals what you need to know. Preface. This guide will show you how to set up your web business inexpensively. Many people spend thousands of dollars getting a web business set up. That's not necessary. These strategies will help you keep that money in your pocket and get an effective web business started properly. These are not theories. These techniques actually work. The best way to use this guide is to absorb it in its entirety. Then, open the written transcript you receive with the audio. This will allow you to start applying each technique to your business one at a time. When you're done, you'll have your own website set up with all the components you need to earn income online. Have fun! What kind of business is best for you? There are lots of different types of businesses online. The first thing you need to do is decide which type of business is best for you. So, you want to make money online and you want to do it quickly. After all, there's nothing better than rolling out of bed when you want and firing up the old computer to see how much money you made overnight. Whoa, not so fast. Before you can get to the part where you actually make money, you need to decide exactly what to sell. That's right, in order to make money online, you need to sell something, usually a product or service. I'd like to help you decide what that something should be. After all, there are lots of choices. Unfortunately, many of them lead to a dead end, wasting your time and money in the process. The following plan will help you avoid all that. When deciding what to sell online, you need to consider the three basic online business strategies. First, buying and selling. Second, creating and selling. And third, selling existing products and services. Each of these three options have successful models and unsuccessful models. So, let's run down each of the options above, starting with choice number one, buying and selling. You could use the basic retail model, where you sell like a retail store, except with less overhead than a brick-and-mortar store. But that's an expensive endeavor. Perhaps that's why the most common strategy for buying and selling on the internet is starting an eBay business. In this model, you purchase items, usually at wholesale, and then sell them at a higher price by auction. There are two keys to success in this strategy: finding the right niche and finding the right wholesale sources for products in that niche. An eBay-type business can be a lot of work. However, if you like this business model and have your heart set on trying it, there are still some opportunities for new players, if you're clever. Here's an example of what I mean by clever. A couple years ago, I met a neighbor of mine who makes his living buying things locally and selling them on the web. He specializes in antique furniture and other old items from my geographical area. He spends a few hours a day visiting flea markets, yard sales, and local auctions. With a knack for spotting deals, he snatches up anything he considers grossly underpriced, then markets it internationally via the web. Okay, market it internationally may be a bit too fancy of a description for what he does. Basically, he takes a couple of snapshots of each item using his digital camera, then sells the items at auction on eBay.com, a top meeting place for buyers and sellers across the world. And believe it or not, he makes quite a comfortable living doing this. It works for him because he has a unique selling position. His unique position happens to be his location. The region where he lives is a great place to find many undervalued antiques and other authentic items. He's simply finding a new home for the items and filling a need at the same time. After all, where else would someone from, say, Australia find an authentic antique table from another country? Second, creating and selling. This is the path I chose to make my living online. I also mix in choice three below, but I'll get to that in a minute. I prefer the creating and selling strategy above all others, since I have complete control over exactly what I sell and how much profit it yields. I sell information and services. I create my products and services using my computer and then mold them into many different marketable formats, including print books, ebooks, software, consulting, and advertising services. If you have or can research and gather information on a niche topic, you can make money using this model. For centuries, people have been making money selling information and related products and services, and it will continue forever. It all boils down to helping people save time and money avoiding learning something the hard way, through research. Basically, you do the research and sell the results. The better the information and services, the higher prices you can demand. With a global audience online, you can create and sell just about anything. If there's a market for it, you can build a business around it. And therein lies the equation. Before starting any business, you must consider carefully who you will be promoting to. Think hard about the people who might be interested in what you plan to sell. And beware, if the answer is everyone, that's usually a bad thing. Identifying a niche market gives you the ability to target only your prospects you spend far less marketing and advertising. So do some market research before you start creating your product. I'll list some good research sites at the end of this article that will help you determine if there is a need for your product. Finally, let's consider a third angle for those who do not have the time or inclination to create and sell. That's selling existing products and services. You can start a new business online selling existing products and services. You simply earn a commission from each sale you make. The commissions can be one-time or recurring, depending on the product or service you sell for the merchant. There are affiliate programs on just about any niche product or service you can imagine. Whatever niche you plan to develop your business around, you'll more than likely be able to find affiliate programs you can join. And that is the key, choosing a niche that interests you, something you enjoy doing or talking about. You may be surprised to find out that you can make money in just about any niche imaginable. Selling existing products and services is not just for new businesses. It's also a great strategy for established businesses who want to grow their bottom lines. When done properly, it can yield income growth of more than 30% literally overnight. How can I make such a bold statement? Simple. I've experienced just that by simply selecting existing products and services carefully and then introducing them to my current prospects and customers. The common thread in all three strategies. In case you didn't notice, all three money-making strategies above contained one common component: proper niche selection. While you should choose a niche that interests you, you also need to choose a niche that can be profitable. That means it needs to be a niche where people will spend money to solve a problem. If you can find lots of information for sale in the niche you're considering entering, then you can be sure people are spending money in that niche. Focus on long-term income. Now that you know the different types of businesses online, here are the 10 steps for growing reliable, long-term income on the internet. Step 1. Invest time, not money. Everyone and their brother wants to sell you a way to make money online. I've received emails from people who've literally spent thousands of dollars, yet still have nothing to show for it. But it's not big investments in money that help people succeed. It's investments in time. Find an hour or two a day or night, and you can change your life. So my first piece of advice is to put away your wallet or purse and gather all the free information you can. The web is loaded with it. For now, just soak up all the free info I share at my site. Once you understand the basic process, start putting a plan down on paper, starting with the rest of these steps. Step 2. Identify the niche you want to work in. Examine your own interests, abilities, knowledge, experiences. Anything from these may be a potentially good niche for you to enter. Then, run your ideas through these potential niche filters. A. Is there a problem that the people in this niche cannot solve themselves? The more urgent the problem, the better. For example, how to stop panic attacks is an extremely urgent crisis that begs for answers. Another example would be how to save your marriage when on the brink of divorce. You may be shocked at how well information in categories like this sells. B, is there an evergreen need in this niche that is not just a fad? How to improve your golf swing is an evergreen need compared to strategies for the video game Halo. Once the fad for Halo is over, the market in this niche dries up. Two yes answers to the above questions mean a potentially profitable niche. Step 3. Figure out what you will sell. The best ways to make money online are with your own product, an affiliate product, or even by buying the rights to a product. Of course, the best choice is your own product since it will be unique and you can keep 100% of the profits from each sale. A few products you can create yourself include an ebook, a special report, and a private member-only site. I've done all three of these and can vouch for their profitability online. Or consider using the latest technology to create your own software titles or videos. You may be surprised at how easy this has become. Step 4. Put up a website or blog with a lead capture form. A professional-looking website or blog on your own domain name tells potential customers you're serious about business. I'll get into all the details on how to get a site or blog up in a few minutes. For now, know that you will need a blog or site of your own, even if you're planning to primarily promote products as an affiliate. And you will need a lead capture form at your site. It's a simple formula. You offer something irresistible for free, and people opt in to receive it. You then have their first name and email address. I'll show you what to do with it in Step 7. Step 5, start establishing credibility. You can do this by giving away ebooks and special reports at your website. Consider creating a few that others can sell or give away. This will spread your name far and wide. Write an article every week or so that shares useful information about your niche. Try to answer a few of the most pressing questions that people in your niche ask. Then publish an e-zine, an email newsletter, every week or two that includes your best recent article. When creating ebooks and writing articles, try to go a little deep into your niche. In other words, if your niche is arts and crafts, don't write about the entire subject of arts and crafts. Instead, focus on one popular arts and crafts project at a time. If your niche is internet marketing, work with sub-niches such as video marketing or back-end sales automation. Yet another way to quickly establish credibility is to post intelligent comments on related blogs and forums. Be sure to include your name and a link to your site. Do all of these things regularly, and you'll be known far and wide before you know it. Step 6. Drive traffic to your site or blog. Use all the free traffic generation strategies available to you and use them every day. The top 10 free website traffic building strategies that work on a limited budget are as follows: writing and submitting articles, publishing your own newsletters, participating at blogs and leaving backlinks to your site, opening an affiliate program, seeking out joint venture partners, advertising email newsletters with good readership, participating at social forums such as MySpace groups and Facebook groups, participating at Yahoo Answers, optimizing your website properly for search engines, offering a great software freebie and submitting it to download.com. I suggest you use as many of them as you can. Step 7. Establishing relationships. The best place to do this is with your autoresponder. You send your list members a series of automated follow-up emails. Do not merely shove offer after offer down their throats, but be personal and give good tips and content that would benefit your subscribers. Next, start establishing relationships with other businesses in your niche by linking to them in a flattering manner and recommending their products. This will get you into the loop, and eventually, your new relationships will earn you more money than you can imagine. And step 8, multiply your income sources. Once you've been at the above steps for a few months, you have some credibility and a growing list of prospects. That's when you can introduce your premier product or service, something you can earn a little more money on. This will also be the time to open your marketing up. Start an affiliate program so your subscribers and customers can earn money selling for you. Contact the businesses you've been growing relationships with and form some joint ventures. Cross-sell related products and focus on some residual income products and services. Explore new opportunities in your niche and create opportunity for others. The possibilities are limited only by your imagination. Tight budget resources for new web businesses. To help you get some of the key components of your business in place on a limited budget, try these low-cost and no-cost resources. You can start a business online for less than the cost of a cup of coffee. I know that may sound absurd, especially when an offline business costs thousands of dollars to start, but it's true. I also realize there are many companies out there selling turnkey web business opportunities for anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 and more. Most of them are just a ripoff. I'm a real cheapskate at heart. I got started with next to nothing, and you can too. And believe me, things were much more expensive online when I started out. Nowadays, you can get a great website design program for $0, an FTP program for $0, web hosting for $5 a month, payment processing for pennies, and that's just about everything you need. In fact, here are the essentials for any web business, including the web's best no-cost and low-cost solutions available. You've probably never heard of some of these solutions, but they are solid, reliable, and dirt cheap. Website building tools. The first thing you'll need when starting a business online is a website or a blog. Whether you plan to make money selling your own products and services or selling as an affiliate, you need a home base to direct your prospects to. Fortunately, there are many low-cost and no-cost resources for building your own website. Cheapskate resource number one, NVU.com. This is one of the best website design programs on the web. With it, you can design your entire website. You can start from scratch or use a pre-designed website template. This program rivals programs costing hundreds of dollars. Cost? Zero. Cheapskate resource number two, FTP Commander. If you're going to build a website, you need a way to upload the files to your web host. This tool is easy to use and comes with a perfect price tag. Cost? Zero. Cheapskate resource number three, WordPress.com. If you like to write, then you may prefer to go the blog route instead of building a website. Using this web-based blog-building platform, you can get started in less than an hour. Cost? Nothing. Growing an email list. At your site or blog, your number one priority should be to give something of value away, such as an ebook or video, so you can collect opt-in email addresses. This will grow a growing pool of prospects that can be contacted regularly. In order to get started with this task, you need two things: a giveaway, such as an ebook you write yourself or acquire master rights to, and a service that will help you grow and manage your list. Cheapskate resource number one, OpenOffice.org. With this tool, you can create your ebook. This awesome program rivals Microsoft Office, but without the high price tag. Plus, the word processing program called OpenOffice Writer, looks like Word, has something really neat built in. I call it an instant ebook creator. In a nutshell, you can write content in the word processor, then when you're done, click File, Export as PDF. You have an instant ebook. Now that's a great feature, especially considering how much you pay for this entire suite of tools. Cost? Nothing. Cheapskate resource number two, Aweber.com. For $19 a month, you can have the web's most reliable and powerful email list management suite working for you 24/7. Aweber has the highest delivery rates and is the easiest to use of all the web's autoresponder services. A great autoresponder service is a must for every serious web business. Cost $19. Step 3. Take credit card payments. If you're selling products and services as an affiliate, you can skip this step, as the merchants will handle all customer payments, then pay you a commission. But if you plan to sell products or services of your own, then you'll need a way to take payments. Years ago, I'd tell people to get a merchant account for this, but with an average cost of $500 or so, this is really not the best choice for small and home web businesses, at least during the startup phase. That's because other options are now mainstream and far cheaper. Cheapskate Resources? PayPal. Millions of people use this payment solution online now. It is so universally accepted, I increased my sales by 20% overnight simply by adding PayPal as an option for my customers. And there's nothing wrong with having PayPal as your only payment option either. As far as costs go, unlike standard merchant accounts, you don't pay unless you make sales. That alone makes it a nice fit for new businesses. Cost? $0 at startup and per transaction fees. ClickBank. Similar to PayPal, this site lets you accept credit card payments for your goods as long as they are digital, such as ebooks and other downloadable products. ClickBank has an added advantage, though. They have a network of more than 100,000 affiliates you can tap into instantly. They charge more per transaction than PayPal, but their vast network of affiliates can more than offset the extra costs. Cost? $50 at setup and per transaction fees. 7 steps to your own website. Now let's dig a little deeper in how to set up a website without paying big bucks. Before we start this lesson, I'd like to answer one question I hear a lot. Do I really need a site of my own? I got a free one with the last affiliate program I joined. Can't I just use that? And my answer is always the same. Sure you could. That's if you're willing to hinge your success on a site that is identical to thousands of others. And I hate to admit this, but I tried that route too. It didn't work then, and it certainly doesn't now. You can try it too, but I guarantee you'll learn the hard way that having your own website is the first step in promoting any business online, even those affiliate programs. Okay, now let's get your site going. For starters, we want to do this on the cheap. The total cost of setting up a custom website can be less than $75 and some of your time. Once your site is up, the only ongoing costs are monthly web hosting charges, which can be as low as $5 per month, plus yearly domain fees of $10 or less. Now that's cheap. Here's the entire website building process, step by step. Step 1. Put something down on paper. Draw out what you want at your website. Don't worry about the look right now. Just figure out what your basic web pages will be about. For example, you'll need a main page where you show people how you can help them and offer something free in exchange for their email address. You'll also need an about page that describes your company or yourself and why they should be listening to you. You should also offer some web pages with free information about your area of expertise. Content is very important if you want organic search traffic. Step number 2. Put it into your computer. Once you have a basic idea of what your site will contain, take that info from step 1 and put it into your computer. There are many ways to do this. You can go out and buy one of those 800-page books on HTML, the code used to design web pages, or you can go the easy route. The easy route is to purchase a WYSIWYG, stands for What You See Is What You Get, web design program. There are many programs to choose from in today's market. These programs offer the easiest way to design a website, especially for the first-timer. An example of one such program you can get for free is the program at www.nvu.com. Step number 3, get a professional template. When designing a new website, I suggest you start with a pre-designed template rather than designing the site from scratch. A professional-grade website template can be had for less than $30 in most cases and it will save you days, if not weeks, of design time. One of the places where I get templates is called TemplateMonster.com. They offer thousands of pre-designed sites for less than $60. Step number 4, get a domain name. Once your site is laid out on your computer, you'll need to decide on a domain name for your site. Registering your own domain name means that web surfers will be able to connect to your website by entering www.whateveryouchoose.com. Try to choose a domain name that is easy to remember and has something to do with your business. Try to stick with a .com domain if you can. It is much more easily remembered. If you can include a keyword or two in the domain, that's a good idea too. When others link to your site, the anchor text will already have a keyword or two included, and that can help your organic search engine ranking. You should not have to pay any more than $10 to $12 a year for your domain name. In many cases, it's even cheaper. Step number 5, select a company to host your website. Okay, your website is designed and you have a domain name picked out. So, why do you have to hire a company to host your site? Since your web host will maintain your 24-hour connection to the web, making sure surfers can connect to your site at all times, it's important to hire the right company. Many domain registration companies now offer web hosting for less than $10 a month, and this should suffice, at least during the early stages of your business. Once your business begins to grow, you should consider a dedicated server from a reliable company such as Rackspace.com. They're known for their service and reliability. Step number 6, set your domain name DNS. Many people cannot understand how their site loads when someone enters their domain name in the browser. It's simple. You, as the domain owner, must set the DNS, domain name servers, to tell your domain name where your site is hosted, unless you bought your domain name from the same company that's hosting your site, that is. Setting the DNS is as simple as logging into the site where you purchased your domain name and then entering the DNS information that your web host gives you. It looks something like this, ns1.hostname.com. Once it's entered in, your domain will go live to your website within a few hours or so. Step number 7, upload your website. This is another step that many newbies have problems with. Basically, you'll be transferring your newly designed web pages from your own computer to the computer at your web hosting company. Although most WYSIWYG web design programs come with a web publishing interface, the few I've tried have been clumsy and slow. Rather than using the web publishing interface in my design program, I prefer to use FTP to upload my pages. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol, and there are lots of free FTP programs available on the web. Most of them offer a simple drag-and-drop interface that can be learned in a matter of minutes. You just enter your website address, username, and password the first time you run the program. Then, whenever you want to upload a web page or the entire site, it's as simple as dragging the files from your computer and dropping them to your host. To find a free FTP program for your computer, visit download.com and search for FTP. Then, once you've downloaded it, spend an hour or so getting used to it. You'll be using it a lot as a new webmaster. That's it. You now have each step to building a great website laid out in a step-by-step checklist. Fast content creation secrets. Once your site is up, you'll need to start filling it with high-quality content. In this section, I'll reveal one of my dirty little secrets to fast, no-cost content creation. The number one reason people use the web is to find information. If you can provide quality information in your niche, you can go far online. Sure, there are lots of single-page sales letter sites on the web that do okay for a while, but building a web business without quality content is comparable to running your car without adding oil. You might slide by for a while, but eventually you could be in big trouble. The problem is, coming up with fresh content on a regular basis can be work. Creating all the quality content that search engines demand and visitors require can be extremely time-consuming and tedious. I'm not only talking about newsletter articles, but content for web pages, email follow-up series, ebooks, manuscripts, audio lessons, and more. Wow, you'd better set aside a few months. Or you can go a shorter route. Since content always starts with one simple format, an article, you can turn to private label articles. If you do it right, it can be the perfect solution, saving you hours upon hours of work. Admittedly, I'm not a big fan of private label rights, but for this application, they can be a perfect solution. Follow closely as I reveal the strategy I use for churning out popular, in-demand content whenever I'm in a pinch. For starters, you should be familiar with private label rights. Quite simply, you pay a monthly membership fee to a web-based provider, and you get private label rights to content. When most people think of private label rights, they think of ebooks. You know, pay a price and get the right to resell an ebook as your own. In my eyes, that creates competition among all the people selling the same stuff. But when you get private label rights to articles, you can use the content more liberally. And that's where the real strength of private label rights comes in. You take an article and make it your own by restructuring it, adding important points, changing words, and in a nutshell, rewriting the article. Why go through this extra step? Simple. You want your website to offer unique information that will keep both the search engines and most of all your visitors coming back. If you have the same content on your site that hundreds of other sites do, you're not offering anything new to keep a reader interested. Once you've made your content unique, you can use it at your site, in your ebooks, audio lessons, and any other application you want. Of course, the very first step is to get access to some quality content. And luckily, there is no shortage of private label article sites on the web these days. Most of them will cost you from $20 to $70 a month, but that's a fair price to pay to save you hours of work every month. Most of these sites let you use the articles as is, but I only recommend you do that if you're in a huge rush. The best way to use PL content is to customize it. If rewriting is something you're not good at, you can even automate this task. Just open Microsoft Word, copy the article into it, and use the Auto Summarize option under the Tools menu to pull out the main points of the article. Now, instead of having to start your article from scratch, you have good quality content to get the creative juices flowing. Come up with an original, keyword-rich headline or title for your article. Add an introduction at the beginning using your own personal perspective or experiences. Rewrite a few of the paragraphs and use the built-in thesaurus to find synonyms for words and change the article that way. Add in a couple of your best affiliate links. Try to limit this to 1 to 3 links per article. Create a summary for the end of the article, recapping the highlights. There are hundreds of different ways to say basically the same thing using the English language, or any language for that matter. Taking advantage of this and adding your own experience can not only turn a private label article into a creative quality content, it can improve on the original idea and establish you as an expert in your niche. Okay, there you have it, my dirty little secret to no-cost content creation. Now get out there and start writing. Or rewriting. 7 Content Publishing Strategies. It's important to spread your content on the web using a variety of different platforms. This section explains the most effective content sharing strategies online and how to get set up with each one. In addition to standard websites, there are many other ways to publish your content. E-zines, e-books, articles, blogs, videos, member sites, and autoresponder sites are just a handful of formats that work very well online. E-zines. An e-zine is simply an electronic magazine, also known as an email newsletter. Some e-zines are sent as text via email. Others are posted on the web like this one, then announced via email to subscribers. E-zines are a simple yet effective way to connect with subscribers and share knowledge about your area of expertise or your niche. The benefits are countless, and a good e-zine can be the backbone of any web business. Starting an e-zine is fairly simple. You need an opt-in form at your website and a way to contact your subscribers. There are many different web-based solutions available to help you with this. I use a program called Aweber to sign up new subscribers and announce new issues. It's a web-based solution that keeps current with delivery issues and to maximize their client results. When choosing your solution, be sure it offers double opt-in to confirm new subscriber signups, as well as email newsletter templates. Once you have a tool in place, you simply send your content to your subscribers on a regular basis. Ebooks. As you probably figured out, ebook stands for electronic book. Ebooks make fine free gifts that can be used as incentives to get customers on your subscriber lists. You can also sell ebooks for profit. A few years back, I created an ebook on starting a business online, and it has been downloaded more than 100,000 times. Now that's great free promotion for a business. There's a wide variety of ebook creation software available online. Some create PDF files that can be read with Adobe's free PDF reader. Others create ebooks in the .exe format for Windows machines. If you're planning to publish an ebook, I suggest you make it available in PDF format so that both PCs, Macs, and handheld devices can read it. You can create a PDF document using the free OpenOffice.com Writer program. Just create a document, then choose Convert to PDF. Articles. Articles may be the easiest way to publish on the web. You simply compile some information about your niche and write about it. Once you have an article written, you post it at your website, in your email newsletter, and share it with other websites. In addition to being an extremely effective way to grow your website traffic, sharing your articles grows your reputation as an expert in your niche. In fact, writing and sharing articles was one of the few strategies I employed during the first few years of growing my business. Much of my success can be attributed directly to this strategy. Blogs. Blogging is one of the web's hottest technologies. A blog is simply a website where you post content on an ongoing basis. The content can be articles, memos, your thoughts, or simply whatever you want to write. As you post new content, it appears at the top of your blog web page, so your visitors can immediately read what's new. They can then comment on it if they want to. One benefit of blogging is that search engines seem to love blogs, most likely because of their fresh, niche content. There are also other benefits, such as ease of use. If you'd like to explore the world of blogging, you can check out some blogs or create your own right now at blogger.com or wordpress.com. There is no cost involved other than your time. Videos. Videos have grown in popularity online since high-speed access has become more mainstream. Videos are a great way to get information across, to either instruct or to pre-sell products and services. A great way to make videos is by capturing what happens on your monitor as you perform tasks. This screen capture technique is used widely online, especially in training material. Camtasia.com offers a great screen capture program for beginners and video veterans alike. There are a myriad of video sharing sites where you can share your videos, including YouTube.com, RevVer.com, and Vimeo.com. Just to name a few. Membership sites. Membership sites are a great way to monetize content online. Many people are willing to pay a nominal monthly fee to get inside information about a particular niche. It's not uncommon for member site owners to attract hundreds of members, all paying anywhere from $19 to $99 a month if the information is of high quality and in high demand. There are lots of software solutions for automating membership sites, including MemberSpeed and Amember, just to name a couple of the more popular platforms. Autoresponder series. This one may be my favorite web publishing strategy. Remember how I mentioned that more than 100,000 people have downloaded my free ebook on getting started with an internet business? When they downloaded it from my site, they're added to my opt-in list. They then receive a regular follow-up message every week or two with tips on growing their business. This helps me form relationships with many folks in need of my products and services. Of course, they can unsubscribe any time, but you'd be surprised at how very few folks mind getting those messages. Are you using this proven strategy yet? If not, the time to start is now. The secret is to fill your follow-up messages with niche-specific helpful information. Sure, you can plug an occasional product or service and even an affiliate link occasionally, but use your follow-ups to teach and help, and you'll do far better. Actually, that brings up a good point I should make before closing this section. Publishing on the web is not only about sharing information, it's about forming relationships. So don't be shy about asking your readers for feedback. Offer to help them if they have questions. Make new friends. Even online, business is about people, and too many publishers lose sight of that fact. I suggest that you put together a long-term plan that will implement all seven of these strategies. And remember to make helping folks your number one priority, and you'll go far. As you can see, a lot goes into setting up a business on the web for long-term success. While you may be feeling overwhelmed by all the information in this audio, remember this. Each component can be implemented one at a time, over a period of months and even years. Building anything worthwhile takes time, so do not become overwhelmed and be tempted to give up. Giving up is the only way you can fail.